Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon, the podcast that loves you. I'm your host, cruise director, and spiritual advisor, Madame Perry. But you don't have to call me Madame. You can call me Jen, JP, Perry, Jennifer, Jen. I think I said Jen. That's all fine with me. I'm just glad that you're here and that I'm here. And hey, this is a different kind of night, as if I haven't said that before on the show. I didn't schedule a guest for tonight. Neither my producer, Megan, nor I scheduled a guest for tonight. So, but I didn't want to, I've been off for a couple of weeks, and I didn't want to have one more week of nothing. So, I'm having one of my music shows. Haven't done that in a while, but I'll be playing songs by some of our guests we've had on the show. And I have been so fortunate to have so many cool people on this show. I've been very lucky. So I'm going to be playing some that you like, and you're listening live right now. It's July the 11th, 2023, 8:01 p.m. GMT minus 4. Call in 646-716-9922. And tonight's DJ show is another first. And as I said, anybody's welcome to call in and talk about music or the shows. But tonight I've got a very special person to be my co-DJ, and I'm delighted. So everyone, meet Matt Joyner. Welcome, Matt.
Hello, Earthlings. How's everyone doing tonight?
And they are pretty much Earthlings. So yeah, I am glad to have you here. I've known you a long time, haven't I?
You sure have. Yeah. Some would say even my whole life. I will say to everyone, I am new to this, so I'm going to do my best to co-host here for a little bit.
Okay, and I think it's going to be great, actually. So, Matt, I don't know if you've heard a lot of the bands on the show, and I've only been on doing this for about 8 years, so some of them may be people you know. Some may be people you've never heard of, like some of the 70s and 80s bands or 60s bands.
Then again, you may be surprised. You know, I may not get out much, but I do know some things.
Oh, yeah. You've taught me a lot. You really have, and you're going to teach me more. I know about music, which is a great thing, and it's a great thing about doing something like this and having a podcast. And sometimes I ask people to be on the show, and sometimes they'll ask me, or maybe their publicist or manager will ask me, and it gives me a great chance to have such a variety of music in my house. And did I say that you were my nephew?
You did not, but I guess the cat's out of the bag.
You're outed. Okay, you're totally outed now. I'm trying to think of where I'm going to start, and I have got some friends. You know, when you and I were in New York back in October.
Oh, good times. Good times.
Oh, yeah.
I miss it.
Me too. It was, I told you, a friend of mine, Scott Helland, was playing at Otto Shrunken Head, but you and I had, I think we already had tickets for another show.
It was Comedy Club up there. Oh,
huh?
Yes. Yeah, Book of Mormon. That was by far an amazing show, and I suggest anybody who's in, you know, New York, Times Square area, go see the Book of Mormon. It was amazing. I laughed from beginning to end.
There's a reason why it's so popular and has been on there so many years. I think we were there, or we might have been at the Comedy Club. But anyway, my friend Scott Helland was playing at Otto Shrunken Head, but he and his lovely lady have a band also called Frenchie and the Punk. They're on the steampunk scene, which, you know what? Let me tell you something. I haven't mentioned this to you. And I haven't mentioned any. I've told some of my steampunk friends, because you know I'm hardcore into steampunk.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I know.
You know who? Yeah, I put that. Somebody on Facebook was saying, had a post that said, okay, you're kidnapped, but your kidnappers let you go because they're sick of hearing you talk about blank. And I said, probably steampunk and Todd Rundgren. Probably that, or my dogs. Anyway, you know who first introduced me to steampunk, I realized?
I know you told me before, but you can give me a refresher.
You.
Oh, was it? Not me. Was it really?
I didn't think about it until after I got in and started going. You sent me a video, or you told me to listen to watch a video of steam-powered giraffe.
Oh, yes. I love steam-powered giraffe. Good band, good band. Good music, too.
Mm-hmm. And what?
And I forget the song.
Honeybee.
Honeybee, exactly. There's so many good ones. But, yes, Honeybee was probably my favorite. It's been so long since I've heard that song.
I know
what I'm doing later tonight.
And they, you know, I never seem to be at the same steampunk convention where they are. But, yeah, you said that, and I saw it. I thought, wow. This is fantastic. So,
that's the one thing, you know, about you. You know, you're the one person who has a very, very, you know, broad aspect on things. You know, you're willing to learn and listen to anything, give anything a try. So you're probably the only person I would have ever suggested that to, because I knew you would love them and how cool they were, too, you know.
Well, see, I can always say that you introduced me to it, and I think all that flattery is because you still want me to go with you to see it. Who is that band? Lamb of God, something?
There's tons of bands I'd love for you to go see with me, but yes, Lamb of God was definitely one of them, so we can go, you know, mosh pitting.
Yeah. I think that's great. In fact, I'll mention, well, never mind that. Okay, so... Let's go ahead. Scott Helland of Frenchie and the Punk. This is a song of his called Never End the Rocket Century. And I hope you like it. And if not, give us a call at 646. Well, you will like Scott Helland. 646-716-9922 if you want to talk to me or Matt or suggest a song. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Never End the Rocket Century. Scott Helen, who also, when he performs alone, is Guitar Army of One. And, of course, he's half of Frenchie and the Punk. What do you say, Matt? Are you going to rate that one, DJ Matt?
Well, so, you know me, I love all types of music. Maybe not the biggest fan of country, but nothing wrong with country. I found myself bobbing my head. I'd say, for me, 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10?
You know, that's for me. That's my opinion, you know. Others might go higher, some might go lower, but I enjoyed it for what it was. You know, I bobbed my head. I'd listen to it again.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I've got some other things. Let's see. I've got a British band called Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. And actually, I'm now in charge of their American publicity. But those guys are really hitting up the charts right now. And they're in Liverpool, as I might have said that. So I'm going to definitely play one of theirs. Also, I've got a song by Kazem Sultan, bass player for Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Joan Jett, Blue Oyster Cult, and everybody. Also with that last, the Gilmore Project, plays with them. So you saw Kaz with me at Atlanta City Winery.
I did. Loved it.
Yeah.
That was my first time going there.
He is great. So, yes, we can play some Kaz. And, oh, you know who I really like? A friend of mine that I think you might like this. Now you may not, but here's the thing. I know if you don't like it, you will tell me. But anyway, this friend of mine, Killy Dwyer, New York musician and actor. She's been on some commercials, TV shows and stuff. But she has a song called Hypochondriac.
Alrighty.
I think you'll like it. You want to hear it?
Play it. Let's go. I'm ready.
Here we go.
Go back to the doctor tomorrow. Twice a day. So, Chuck, talk to us about Fizdale being the Knicks' new coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Ernie, it don't matter who's going to coach this team. They don't got no talent on
they
it. And I don't really feel I talk.
That's kind of harsh.
I don't feel I talk about the Knicks right
you
now.
You want to talk about lunch?
No. What would you like to talk about, Chuck? See, Ernie, I've been listening to a podcast called Madame Perry Salon. And I think Jennifer Perry, she's a great host. I mean, she got all these bestseller authors, Rostov, all the comedians.
What about people that don't have rings?
Here we go again.
Real funny,
Chuck.
Real funny. But I think she's great, and I think people would love her show. She got a great laugh. She make the laugh come out of nowhere like an eagle come in there and just steal the whole show. It's a beautiful thing. It's not terrible.
Sometimes not terrible is a fantastic compliment to get. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good. I have to say I really enjoyed that song. It made me laugh. That's my kind of music. It really gave off a punk kind of feel to me.
Yeah, like she is
rockish.
Great.
And I really enjoyed it. I'd say 10 out of 10. I'd definitely listen to that again.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you like it. Kelly she's been on here before. She's running a radio show out of New York. And she can play. She does songs in all kinds of different styles because she does a lot of parody type things. I think my favorite one, or one of the first ones I heard was something about see something, say something.
Yeah.
Not what you expect, but that is great. So let's see. I was going to play something by the guy, Joe Koz. Here's a steampunk song. This guy is called Poplock Holmes. You get it?
Say that again. Potluck Holmes.
No, not potluck. Pop lock, like the old dance, popping and locking.
Oh yeah, I get you.
And Sherlock Holmes. Okay, I don't know if you've ever seen an old movie. I used to watch it at night with my brother Scott. It's an old black and white movie. It's Sherlock Holmes, and it was called Hound of the Baskervilles. You ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm. I have not, actually.
Well, Poplock Holmes' song is Pound of the Baskervilles. And so I'm going to play that next. I think you'll get a kick out of it, too. But we may have some callers. I'm going to. If you're listening to us live and you want to call in and ask us what kind of music we have or what we got to play or make a request, do call us at 646-716-9922. Blog Talk Radio assures me that it is a toll free call in the continental U.S. So it ain't going to cost you a nickel. Okay, Poplock Holmes. So, yeah.
Was a Friday night in a world like no other, with lightning strikes and thunder. When a sound to feed the drowned out the pounding, and no doubt we found out just what made the sound. See, a hound pounding out made sounds that drowned every ounce of the thunder and sounds from the clouds. A pound so deep, our insides were shaken and taken aback when the beats kept breaking. Three beastly heads all barking back, their rumbling bass made the walls crack. Bricks tumbled down, and then with the castle surrounding the beat. Down in the rafters, out of the timbers came pounds and shivers. On spines of your face, no clutching their mothers. The base welled up, the walls came down. The beast got up, and hell went down. We grappled on top of the toppled remains of the castle that tumbled under the strain. The sound that he made shook me right to my kidney. I thought I was lost when it suddenly hit me. Pop, lock, and drop that bass. Run the steam's in the place. Pop, drop, and lock it up. Music for the steampunks. Lock and drop that bass. Run DMC's in the place. Pop, drop, and lock it up. With music for the steampunks. Now that hound took a pounding, astoundedly, gave back a pounding, confounding me. I dodged, I weaved, I skimmied, I skirmed, but that beat that ahead, whenever I turned, I couldn't get free, I couldn't get out. I turned to watch on, go on, get out. I'll keep on busy while you get away. The music lived on, my beats must play. So we clashed, we collided, igniting the spark. The bass, the beast, the beat, the art. This wasn't a beast, but the bass that was beating. You can't beat the bass, or the bass that the beast brings. So I stood tall, and I let the beast beat me. The bass started beating. The second that he bit me, you can't kill the pop lock. I'm like Obi-Wan, so let the beast drop and pop lock. Pop lock and drop that bass. Run these themes into place. Pop, drop and lock it up. Music for the steampunks. Lock and drop that bass. Run the steams in the place. Pop, drop and lock it up. With music for the steampunks.
Matt. Matt,
me.
Are you still with me, bro? Are you still with me?
I am still here.
Okay. Poplock Holmes, Pound of the Baskervilles.
So let's, from my opinion here, so we all know there's different categories of music out there. You have rock, hip-hop, you know, country, gospel,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And
mm-hmm.
if there ever was a category of steampunk, you know, that would definitely be steampunk. I did enjoy it, though.
I like how he mixes the genre of that kind of I don't know, hip hop or house music or whatever.
Yes.
So it's got that, because I love bass, and so it's got that bass in there, and it's just rocking. I mean, it just
it was really good, I must say.
Okay, so if you ever see the movie or read the story Hound of the Baskervilles, you'll know. Hey, you know what else? One thing I was going to mention, and I remember, folks, you can call 646-716-9922. Before this was a radio show, it was a blog back around 2010 or so, or 12. And I remember I would have like two authors, and we would do the blog as though we were in conversation. Well, one of the first authors, which is Robert Leland Taylor, who is a hilarious man. I mean, he's funny. Okay, Robert Taylor, he went back after his first time and he said, I've been to Madame Perry's salon. It looks like the inside of Jeannie's bottle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I do remember that show.
Okay, so after that, people began calling in, and somehow it just became that we were in a genie bottle in cyberspace. So, you know, a salon, do you know where the salon of the name comes from?
Tell me.
Okay, way back, maybe a century ago or something, a couple of centuries, there would be a woman, wealthy woman, patroness of the arts, meaning she wanted to keep them making music or books or arts or whatever, would have a salon or a meeting in her home maybe once a month or something, or once a week. And people would share what they were working on, whether it was a book, art, maybe thought leaders of the day or whatever. And I thought, I just wanted to do that so badly. But I can do it in cyberspace. So I've had a lot of guests, and I mean a lot of famous people who will come on the show and go, oh, it is like a genie bottle in here. And people, you know, just sort of, it's that willing suspension of disbelief. But guess what? We have people getting ready to come into the genie bottle right now, too. So let me open the door, and we will see who is appearing. I've got a couple of folks here. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that means, Matt, I need for you to reach over and open the beaded curtain, and welcome to Madame Perry Salon.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Oh. Well, welcome to Madame Perry Salon with me and Matt Joyner, the DJ. And come in and introduce yourself. I think we know who you are.
Oh, let's hear it. It's Atticus.
Atticus,
like
oh my gosh.
Yes.
I thought you were at football camp.
Oh, no, I just got back.
Oh, fantastic.
And how
yeah,
was it today?
Atticus, how
Hi,
was
Atticus.
It?
It was just good. I like it a lot.
All right, good.
But you know what?
I'm glad to hear this. What's that?
You know what? You know what I don't like?
What?
Not yet. You take tackle.
You just got started. Oh, you mean they don't allow tackling? Is that what you're saying?
What?
Do they not allow it? Or you just can't do it?
I gotta do it in like the actual football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you can't
do it.
You
tackle during practice and get hurt, you know.
Oh yeah, I get it. We do this thing, and it's like it's called razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle. Explain what razzle dazzle is.
You're on the air, Atticus. You got to keep it going.
I never thought this would happen, but I caught I was catching really good at, and I'm usually not good at it. So,
Well, you got time. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he'd probably be the best player on the field. Give him a couple months.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was probably the best player around here on the 7U.
Hmm. Okay, well, Matt, if you could just reach over and please let one more person in.
All right,
we
doing
have,
it now.
Yeah. We
have a great time.
Okay, well, you can stay or you can go. I think you know the next person, Atticus.
I do.
I think you do. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry Salon. Come in and introduce yourself.
Hi.
Hi there. And tell us who you are. We know, but they don't know.
Well, my name is Lydia Whitlock.
Lydia Whitlock.
Hmm. That name sounds
I've
familiar.
I've heard of her before. I know. Hmm. Where do we know her from?
I'm not sure.
She must be famous.
Hey, Lydia.
She must be famous.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, it's I got to say something. Atticus is on there. Matt, I don't know if you know about this. You may, but Lydia and Atticus and I are working on a short film.
Oh, I have heard of this.
It's called The Attack of the 50-Foot Baby.
Ooh, that sounds like a scary film.
Oh, it's going to be scary, all right. It's a towering toddler terrifying a town.
I got to go.
Okay.
I got to go.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Lydia, you got a question or a test or something?
I actually do have a question. I was wondering if you have any pop music.
What kind?
Pop.
Oh, pop music. Yeah. Let me see what I've got. Let's see, I played, I don't know if you heard Kelly Dwyer.
No, I'm not sure I have heard of it.
Okay, well, she was funny. We played her earlier, so if you go back and play this show some after it's over, Kelly's pretty cool. She's a great musician and a great songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
She's also a comedian, so...
I think that might have been my favorite song of the night, too, so far. So
I think it was. I think it was your favorite so far because you gave it the best rating.
Yeah, it was funny. It was out there, too. I loved it.
I do have some rock music that's by because you know, that genres of music sometimes seem to blend these days. They kind of like the, you know, Well, they have for a long time, but it can be kind of this music and kind of that, because I've got some things that are country here. I've got some emo stuff. I've got rock. How about, Lydia, what if I played a song by some friends of mine that are in a band, it's a rock band in Liverpool, England, and you've got connections to England.
Yeah, actually, that would be great, because my mom is from England and Scotland. She spent most of her life there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. So I'm going to play something by this band. It's in fact, they've gotten so popular. Your mom probably knows, like, all the football teams there. She knows about stuff like that, because what we call soccer, they call football. When the Liverpool team plays, the announcer, sometimes in the middle, like when they have a halftime, he plays this band during halftime.
And oh, neat.
I know. Isn't that cool? So it's called, they're called Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. And they've been on here before. And they've also done shows and stuff with people like, who is it? One of the guys from Oasis, one of those Gallagher guys. Liam,
right.
Noel Gallagher. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we're going to go. And pick out what I'm going to play by Joe Symes. I'm going to play a song called Lovers Undercover by Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. And I'm going to dedicate this, Lydia, to you, Lydia Whitlock, and to your mom. You want to give a shout out to her?
Yes.
All right.
Anna Steele.
Pardon?
Her full name is Anna Steele.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, this is Lydia Whitlock on Madame Perry Salon, and I'm dedicating this song to your mom. So you ready? Go.
Mm-hmm. This is Lydia Whitlock, and I'm on the Madame Perry Salon, and I'd like to dedicate this song to Emma Steele.
Sweet. Perfect. All right. I like that. Emma, here it comes. Lovers Undercover, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. Thanks for calling, Lydia.
Okay.
End of the night.
Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, Lovers Undercover, all the way from Liverpool, UK. Okay, Matt, not your usual fare, but I like going with this thing of you doing the ratings here with me.
Oh, man, I feel the pressure now.
Oh, you should. Everybody should feel the pressure.
Well, pressure is on, I tell you. It was a nice little listen. That's something I could definitely wake up to listen to in the morning on a car ride right before work, you know, nothing yelling at me like Lamb of God or anything. I liked it. I'll give it. I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Oh, would you? Okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It had a nice gentle vibe. I liked it, you know.
Okay. It's not like if you said you thought it, you know, was awful, because then you know what would happen.
I'm afraid to ask.
Okay. That's it.
Oh, man. I felt that one.
Yeah, well, that's what it was meant for. So, you know, I'm a fool for sound effects. Now,
well, actually, you're talking about different kind of music you have and stuff. You're naming rock and all this other stuff, and you kind of said something. You said you had emo music.
Yeah, Vanessa Dow is what I think I would call this emo music. I don't know what anybody else calls it, but...
Well, I'm very curious. I think, am I allowed to request next to hear some of that emo music you have?
Well, how do you describe emo music?
Oh, pressure back on. Let's see.
Give me...
Emotional, so something along the lines of, you know, life trauma, maybe just things like that nature, you know, a lot of emotion involved into it, you know, just I'm guessing that's where I'd go with it, you know.
Now, is Billie Eilish emo? No, she's more pop.
Maybe pop emo? Is that a thing? Did we just create a new genre of music?
I think we certainly tagged it. Okay, well, this is my friend Vanessa Dow. Vanessa Dow. And the song is called... let me roll back down. I saw it just a moment ago. I swear it's in here. I swear it. Let's see.
Bring it on. I'm ready to get into my feelings right now.
Well, honey. Okay. All right. This is called Near the Black Forest. It's one of the most popular songs by Vanessa Dow. It's got a video. And here we go. All right, Matt, was that emo enough for you?
Yeah. I can feel myself crying on the inside there.
Well, that was for the album.
Go ahead.
That was from her album, Zipless, which I think might have been her first album on MCA Records. It's Zipless was based on the work of poet and novelist Erica Jong. And since I've had young people on here, I don't want to say any more about it in case they listen back again. But, and another one of her songs, To the Tango, was spent 3 weeks on the Billboard Top Dance Chart and was used in featured in a movie by Matthew Perry film Fools Rush In. So, yeah, and also she had songs featured in the movies American Werewolf in Paris and Idle Hands. She's a fascinating woman. Yeah.
It's one of those Idle Hands. I love that movie growing up. I'd have to, it's been so long since I watched it, so I'm definitely going to have to give it a try again just so I can pick out that song.
Okay, yeah. Send it on over. No, see, I'm getting texts from people, some of our favorite people, our favorite animator. Okay, good. Yeah, I'll be turning. And by the way, folks, if there's anything you hear that you like, that you want to know where to find out more about them, just let me know. I can usually let you know on my Madame Perry Salon social media as well as my personal social media. Oh, Matt, would you reach over, please, and part that beaded curtain one more time? We have a
All right.
very special person
Let's
coming in. Okay, I think you got it. All right, thank you.
Right.
Hi, welcome. Come on in to Madame Perry Salon. Hello there.
Oh?
Hey.
Hi there.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Robin Banaszewski.
He as in
Robin. Word. Fantastic.
Now,
Robin.
Now can you spell that for us, please?
Can you spell it?
Are you ready?
Listen. No, don't make a spell. That was a good one, Matt. Hey, well, welcome to Madame Perry Salon tonight. We're doing I didn't have a guest lined up, so I'm DJing with Matt Joyner and Robin. I think this is your first visit to the Genie Bottle. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Yes, I wanted to listen in. So, yes, this is really nice. And just listen to you guys and what y'all are talking about and just interested. And if you don't mind, that's what I'm going to do is listen. So
Good. That's what we like. Is there a particular type of music that you'd like to hear? I've been real fortunate to have a lot of guests give me permission to use their music since we're just, we don't have a budget for paying for music. But I've got different kinds of, I've got everything from country to jazz to rock, pop.
I used to always be into pop music, but now I don't get to listen to a whole lot of it, so.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's asked for any country music. Did
I bet you have someone on the line likes country music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have some. Nobody's asked for it. Hey, let me ask you, did you hear the song by Tilly Dwyer called Hypochondriac?
No, I haven't heard that one.
So far, that's been DJ Matt. He's been rating every song that I play, and that's got the highest rating yet from him is the song Hypochondriac.
10
out of 10. Oh, yeah. Only
and if
one.
You know me, and if you know what I like, you know it's a good song. Trust me.
Let me see if I've got some pop music in here.
I just wanted to call in and say hello, and I think I'm going to leave for right now and go finish what I was doing, and just wanted to say hello and first time speaking with you, and I think I might enjoy this.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Robin Banaszewski. Hey, have you, before you go, let me ask.
The pronunciation.
Okay.
The pronunciation is what they all can't do.
Okay. Spell it, say it. Have you ever heard of a band called the Zombies?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
You have. Yeah.
Yes.
Who's your name? Who's your daddy? That one. What's your name?
Well, is he rich like me?
Yeah. Well, one of the original members is Chris White, and Chris' son found a whole bunch of his songs that he had never done anything with, and so he's put them out. And Colin Blunstone, who's the one that sings the Zombies, the main singer, he sings on this one, so it's a Chris White song from the Chris White Experience, and it's called When I Was All Alone, and it features Colin Blunstone on vocals. So, Robin, whoever you are, thank you for being part of Madame Perry Salon's DJ Experience with Matt Joyner, and I'm going to play some Chris White Experience for you now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a blessed evening.
You too.
People looked right through me when I was all alone. Never seemed to notice I was there at all. Always seemed to look the other way. Winter days were colder when I was all alone. Wasn't I surprised to feel this warm inside? The way it feels to be alone with you. So if I try to hold you, and I might try to make you stay, remember I have tried to hold the colors of the morning sun. Tried to keep it shining when the summer day was done. You must know that I was lonely when I was all alone. Love was not an easy word to laugh about, and still it's not an easy word to say. When I was all alone, wasn't I surprised to feel this warm inside, the way it feels to be alone with you. So if I try to hold you, and I might try to make you stay, remember I have tried to hold the colors of the morning sun, tried to keep it shining when the summer day was done.
Operational and all my circuits are functioning perfectly.
Well, we got the message from Hal there. Have you ever seen 2001 A Space Odyssey?
I have.
Okay, so you recognize Hal there.
Yeah.
Matt, it's been so much fun having you, DJ. Go ahead.
It has been, and I appreciate you having me on and doing this experience with you. I enjoyed it for a Tuesday night, something different.
I'll say. So we're going to be closing in. Of course, we can stop and start whenever we want here. But I was trying to decide between, Bruce Sedano or there's a guy named Ricky Bird who's been on here a few times. He is he's a guitar player. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ooh,
with when
nice.
He was playing for when he was playing for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Ooh, nice. Should we flip
the coin? No. So, but anyway, he's got a song. He's been sober in recovery for a long time now, and he's
That's
got
good.
A song called "I Prefer Waking Up to Coming To." Also, let's see. Also got Bruce Sedano, "Bad Girls." Have you ever heard the song "Bad Girls" by Donna Summer?
Off the top of my head, I feel like maybe honestly I have, but I'd have to hear
bad
it again.
Bad girls, talking about the sad girls.
Yes,
uh-huh.
yes.
Okay.
See?
Yeah,
I just need a little bit of a reminder sometimes.
Bruce wrote that song with his. Well, she wasn't his wife yet, but she became his wife, Donna Summer. And
yes.
So he's been on your fun. Well, let's, I don't know, how about I like waking up. I prefer waking up to come into by.
Me too. I like waking up too instead of coming to.
Now I've got to find it again. Let's see. Let me look. Oh, you know, I'm going to give a nod to my friend Tobias McCurry in the steampunk world, and he's a maker. And when I had some people on, he was on the TV show Steampunked. That was a competition show. Did you ever see it?
Mm-hmm.
It's only one season. Okay.
Well, maybe that's why I didn't see it.
yeah. I don't think it got enough. Publicity. Anyway, this was the introduction for Tobias on there. You know, when they show them like who all the people are competing.
Yeah,
and this was Tobias.
Show every character. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Tobias, and to me, steampunk is this awesome fusion art of this neo-Victorian genre that has story in the background and creativity running amok. I understand that we're making magic, but that doesn't mean I have to dream about it. I can just do it. And that kind of visceral, tangible thing just means I can move forward.
I like that. I like it.
Now,
and he's one of my favorite
people. You said that was a competition show?
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I honestly think I may have seen something about that before, and I was very interested, but I know I did never watch it, and I have no idea what it's on now, but I would definitely take a look.
It's on YouTube.
YouTube. Well, I have YouTube. I'll have to check that out. Thank you.
Because it's an old one. All right. This is, excuse me, I prefer waking up to come into Ricky Bird.
Back in the day, I lived a rough and tumble life. Spent my days sleeping off the things I did last night. Drinking and drugging, always on the mend. I feel a little better, started up again. Well, I was headed for the great beyond, that's for sure. But I changed my ways, I break them through and through. Cause I prefer waking up to coming to.
of faith to find a better me. But I was staring down the barrel of a loaded gun and gone up a shot. I changed my life, something I just had to do. Cause I'm before waking up to coming to. Up to coming to.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
It's no intruder, it's Matt Joyner, DJ and co-host tonight. Matt, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm getting some text here. I've gotten some text from a few folks here and talking about this and you and so forth. But
hope it's good things at least.
Yeah, so far good. And one of them was from my producer of the show, Megan, and she was saying how it was fun. And I said, yeah, this has been totally unscripted, improvised, and we can't see each other to signal anything or hold up a sign. So this is total. Off the cuff.
Yeah, ain't no one else has my window that I see.
No. Well, all right. I had one more request for a song by the, and this is from, I think he asked if it was too late to call in, and I said, no, with exclamation, but I think he thought I meant, no, don't call in. But anyway, Peter G, he's our favorite Polish animator. I've got to send you some of his work.
Yes, please do.
He's got a lot of stuff going on here. So he wanted to hear something by the Jennifer Perry Combo. And
ooh.
I only have two songs on here. And that,
I heard they were really good.
Oh, baby, you have no idea. Jennifer Perry sung it all over New York, wherever. Let's see. Oh, me. I got No Moon at All, which is a ballad, kind of a romantic ballad. And I've got the original song that was actually nominated for a Grammy back in 2000 or 2001 when it came out.
I think I might know that song.
Really?
Yeah, well, you should play it.
Oh.
That's my pick.
That's it? Okay, great. Now I've got to find it. Everybody's got to swing. All right. Well, then we're going to sign off, Peter.
I do remember that song. Yes, I love that song.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a long time. It was good.
Well,
play
I'm
that,
sorry,
but
you're going to have to hear
key.
It again. What? Oh, no. You know, sometimes I send people ask for it. I send them a copy, and I say, look, here's a CD. If you don't like it, it makes a great cat toy or coaster, okay? So if you like it, great. If you don't, just keep it to yourself. Anyway, all right, Peter G, it's for you and everybody out there. I love you. Keep listening. Please send me things to all my social media. Let me know what you like, what you want to hear. You won't believe who's coming up soon. It's going to be the next month, too. All my guests are good, don't you think, Matt?
Yeah. One of my favorite shows to listen to is when you interview anybody.
Oh, thank you. It looks like I feel lucky to have a variety, like historians. I get NASA people, of course, steampunk. I've had a saxophonist, Dave Koz, Arden Marine, who plays Regina on Insatiable, which is on Netflix.
And that's why your show is so good, because, you know, you always have a diverse cast of people, you know, not just one topic. That's what we love. Keeps
good, I want it to be a variety. Thank you. And I want it to be like, well, same thing. Also, one of my favorites was when I had DC Glenn, the Brain Supreme. Do you know him from a tag team?
Oh, well, there it is. I think I do, actually. Yes, yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And they do that commercial scoop. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah. Oh, my gosh. He was so much fun. Let me tell you, folks, if you have not heard that episode with DC Glenn,
it's a must listen.
Yeah, he's also, because he's very accomplished in show business, entertainment, and a lot of other things as well. But he had advice for people. You call him, and what I don't mean advice like don't give up on your rock and roll dreams, keep at it. No, we'd ask people, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? This is where you need to go. This is who you need to talk to. I mean, he gave specifics, so that's cool. All right. Matt, I'm going to say goodbye or good night, but I hope this is not goodbye. I would love to have you come back and DJ again.
Yes, anytime. And like I said, I appreciate you having me on. I really enjoyed myself. And I'd like to say peace out, my Earth.
Yeah, we've talked about it for years, and I'm getting a lot of comments coming in that people are liking this a lot. So thanks, and everybody's gotten a swing. And everybody, be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. I love you all.
Cut a rug.